Hey, Andrew, can I get some water, please? Thanks. Okay, let's turn to Lamentations chapter 3. I know this is not in the Gospels, but I'll explain why in a moment. Lamentations chapter 3, we'll read from verse 21. Okay. Lamentations is after Jeremiah. It's a short book. It's actually called the Lamentations or the Cries of Jeremiah. So Lamentations chapter 3. Okay, let's read from verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and be silent, since he has laid it on him. Amen. This passage talks about being alone with God, sitting in silence. It says, great is thy faithfulness. The reason why I bring that up is today is a day of solitude. We had the first day, if you remember, it's the day of true worship. Yesterday was a day of the word. Today is a day of solitude. There's actually no mention of this day in all four Gospels. And there's no text. There's no anything that says anything. And so what happens is, I mean, there's a little idea that Jesus, remember, he goes back to Bethany every single day. So he's back in Bethany, and now he spends the whole day basically alone with God. And, I mean, there's things happening. The Sanhedrin are busy trying to plot his assassination, basically. There's, you know, little things going behind the scenes, and Jesus, as he's looking towards the cross, he does the only thing and the best thing that he can do, is he goes and spends time with the Father, and he just gets away from everything. He's doing the most important thing that he could do, is get alone with God. He quieted himself, and as he quieted himself, he heard the still small whisper of the Father's voice, you know, and Father probably says something like this, says, son, you're on a mission. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to give you the strength to endure. The Father says, I'm going to be with you, son. And he spends this day in solitude. Now, many of us, especially in Hong Kong and our modern world, we would think of a day like this as kind of a wasted day. Well, I mean, man, Jesus could have been preaching some more. He could have been healing more people. You know, I mean, he could have been helping more people. He could have been doing all kinds of stuff. But we don't understand the priority of Jesus' heart. And if you don't get that, it'll be kind of difficult to understand really who he is in that regard. See, what people call a waste, you know, when it's done unto God, it's never a waste. Remember Mary? Mary takes a year's worth of wages. You know, so if you take a mean wage, an average wage, anywhere from $40,000 to $50,000, $60,000 U.S. dollars, and broke it in one day, and you would think, man, what a waste! Remember, Jesus said, because other disciples were saying that they were saying this is a little waste of money. Man, we could have used this and given it to the poor. Sounds very spiritual. Sounds very religious. And he says, hey, leave her alone. You know, what she's done, I mean, this story is going to be shared everywhere around. It's a testimony to her kindness. See, we realize that nothing is ever wasted on Jesus. Others would say it was a day that gave Jesus strength to do what he needed to do. Brothers and sisters, think about the stuff that you need to do. Think about all the duties and all the responsibilities and all the people that you have to care for. Man, you need to be with God. You need to spend time with God. You can't do this on your own strength. And what being in solitude And I'm just talking about, having a quiet time, but I mean really having a time of silence before the Lord, that you allow Him to speak to you in that way, right? We live in a culture that no longer values solitude. You know, we go from meeting to meeting, deadline to deadline, activity to activity. I'm guilty of this myself. All I gotta do is just look at my calendar, and just one meeting after another, just running from place to place. And that's the nature of ministry. But if I'm not spending time with the Lord, there's not a place of solitude, I don't have strength. I'm just giving to others what I can give, my flesh, instead of the Spirit that's working through me. Too often we fail to quiet ourselves and quiet ourselves enough to hear what God would say to us if we're listening to Him. Think about it today. What if you took an hour to go to a quiet place today and just simply said, God, if you have a message for me today, I'm listening. I'm listening. All right, some of the richest times you'll ever know in your life will be in this place of listening. And this really correlates to Jesus' life. That's what He was really about. I'll just give you a few examples. Psalm 46:10, He tells us to be still and know that He's God. The word, actually, if you break it down, is actually better: cease striving, let go, relax, and know that He's God. It's that place of perfect peace in the presence of the Lord. We see Jesus in Mark chapter 1:35, that after He does miracles, He goes and spends time with the Lord. He gets to a place of quiet to process everything that's just happened. In Matthew 14:13, He is in grief. And what does He do? He goes away in solitude and spends time with the Father. In Luke 6:12-13, before one of the biggest decisions that He makes, in other words, before He chooses the 12, He goes away in solitude to hear from the Lord, to make sure that these are the 12 that He has chosen. You know, for big decisions, pretty good idea to get away with the Father and listen to His voice. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in Luke 22:39-44, what does He do? And this was kind of interesting. In Luke 22, He's in the garden, and He's in an incredible distress. I mean, incredible distress. Surely it would have been easier if He got His disciples, because remember, they were falling asleep. It would have been nice to say, hey guys, all right, you're falling asleep, come with me, let's pray together. But He doesn't do that. He leaves them alone, and He goes in solitude. And you know the famous prayer, Lord, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but let Your will be done. And He's in the wrestling with the Father, and yet He overcomes during that time. Jesus, in all of His work, all His miracles, He's always spending time with the Father. He's always getting away from the crowds, getting away from His disciples at times, getting away from all types of situations just to be alone with the Father. Today, in Jesus' last week on earth, He spends the time alone. Again, there's no passages in the Bible that depict this. And like I said, He was in Bethany, just spent time, probably went up, you know, around the hills and just sought God's face. And so, brothers and sisters, today is a day of solitude. Today is a day that we get away, take an hour, you know, if you're crazy busy, 30 minutes, and just say the prayer. Father, if You want to say anything to me, here I am. I'm listening to You. And watch what the Lord does. And in that solitude and peace, the Bible says you will find rest. So let's close our eyes. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us today as we worship. And let's give Jesus, this is a value of soul, let's give Jesus our full attention today.
It's all proclaiming who you are.
The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks Him. It is good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and be silent, since laid it on him. His mercies are new every morning. God is faithful to us. And so let's give Him our full attention. And today is a day of solitude. Let's find our peace and our rest as we wait patiently for the Lord. It's a beautiful psalm, Psalm 40. So I waited patiently for the Lord. In the end, He heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the pit, out of the miry clay. And He gave me a new song to sing. Let the Lord give you a new song today. as you wait upon Him. Let me just pray over you, and then just take the rest of this time and the day of finding that rest and peace and solitude and quiet. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for your example, God. Lord, in the most pivotal moments of your life, God, you just waited on God. Lord, you didn't go and work and do what you wanted to do, God, in the sense of trying to make things happen. Lord, you just rested in the love of the Father, in the care of the Father. Lord, let us learn from that example, God. Let us learn from letting go and letting God. So teach us today, Lord. Lord, we bless this church. We bless everyone here listening on our audience. We bless their spirit to connect to Holy Spirit and lead their body and their soul today. Especially, God, that they would be able to be still and know that you are God. Cease striving. Relax. Just look at you. Lord, today we're coming to you, God, and we say, Lord, if you have a message for us, Lord, your servant is listening. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you. Huh? Stay in this place of rest and quiet, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.